From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The nation's unemployment rate ticked higher last month to 7.3%. That's according to the Labor Department. But NPR's Dave Mattingly reports employers also hired workers at a much stronger clip.
Despite the 16-day partial federal government shutdown, employers added 204,000 jobs in October. Hotels and restaurants added 53,000, retailers added 44,000 jobs, and manufacturing added 19,000, the most since February.
This might have been one of the bigger surprises we've seen from the employment reports of certainly the last couple of years. It was much stronger than expected.
That's economist Hugh Johnson, who says he doesn't think the numbers will be strong enough to convince the Federal Reserve to begin tapering its monthly bond purchases before the end of the year. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State John Kerry is now in Geneva. He's participating in international talks over Iran's nuclear program.
I want to emphasize there are still some very important issues on the table that are unresolved. It is important for those to be properly, thoroughly addressed. I want to emphasize there is not an agreement at this point in time. But the P5 is working hard.
There's speculation Iran might be willing to limit its nuclear program in exchange for an easing of international sanctions. President Obama says he's sorry that some Americans are losing their health insurance policies. Despite his pledge, people who like their coverage would be able to keep it. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the problem's been aggravated by a bulky government website, making it hard for people to sign up for replacement insurance.
At least 3.5 million Americans who bought health insurance on the individual market have received notices their policies are being canceled, in some cases because those policies don't meet the requirements of the president's signature health care law. Obama told NBC the government will do everything it can to help those who find themselves in what he calls a tough position.
I am sorry that they are finding themselves in this situation based on assurances they got from me.
The administration insists many of those whose policies are canceled will find better insurance on the new government exchanges. But shopping for new coverage has been difficult because of technical problems plaguing the website. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Meanwhile, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says mental health coverage under the new health law will be widened.
Together with the Affordable Care Act, the rule allows us to expand and protect behavioral health benefits for 62 million Americans, some of whom have insurance without mental health coverage and others have no health insurance at all.
The change will make sure mental health coverage matches coverage for medical treatment. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 87 points. They're at 15,681. You're listening to NPR News. One of the strongest hurricanes on record is smashing through the central Philippines. Super Typhoon Haiyan stormed ashore with top sustained winds of about 195 miles per hour. These have dropped to about 155 miles per hour. At least three people have died. Damage figures can't be estimated because communication's been cut in the storm-affected region. Twitter made its initial public offering of stock yesterday. It started at $26 per share, but jumped to nearly $45 a share by the time the market closed. The excitement even inspired online satire in China, where the microblogging site is banned. NPR's Frank Langford explains.
China's government blocks Twitter because of fears it could be used to organize political opposition. So as news spread that Twitter had gone public with a valuation of $31 billion, some Chinese web users pretended to be clueless. An internet cartoonist nicknamed Rebel Pepper drew an image of himself staring dumbfounded at a blue bird, the Twitter symbol. "Look, I've discovered a weird bird with blue feathers," he says. "This must be a new species." One user of Weibo, China's Twitter-like microblog, wrote, "It's at moments like this that you profoundly realize how far away China is from the rest of the world. In fact, Chinese who use a virtual private network or VPN can access Twitter and other banned sites." Frank Langford, NPR News, Shanghai.
The beleaguered mayor of Toronto is back in the news. A new video shows an intoxicated Mayor Rob Ford threatening to kill someone. The target of his anger is not known. Ford has since apologized. The video surfaces after Toronto police announced they had another video showing the mayor smoking crack. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon, at which time do stay tuned for American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, and that is followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. We're going to start off this hour in Texas, and we're going to start it off with a gentleman they often refer to as the godfather of the Austin blues scene. From 1994, here is W.C. Clark.
Now there's a cold shot, baby. Yes, there's a drag. And there's a cold shot, baby. Sorry for ever causing you pain. You showed your appreciation by walking out in your way. Now that's a cold shot, darling. Yeah, that's a drag. Now that's a cold shot, baby.
Magic wand, I'd go back in time when skies were blue and you were mine. I'd tell you all those things make a girl's heart sing,
as the words poured into rhyme. If I had the power to move the world, I'd turn time back to when you were my girl. I'd give you all the love I meant before. If I had a magic wand, if I could change how it came to be, again in love, just you and me, I'd hold you so tight and dream every night. What a time that would be. Just a secret spell, I'd return so well to that place where we shared some time. Not to think it's all gone, I've lost all that I've won. If I had what used to be mine. Magic wand, and I'd wave it all around, all at once and without a sound. Together once more, dancing on the shore to the music from the sea. Just one more hour with you next to me, but I know it could never be, so I'll dream of you and just my magic wand.
From Dallas, Texas, and from his new disc, Cobalt, that was Holland K. Smith on guitar and vocals. And that disc was produced by Anson Funderburg. That, of course, piece called Magic Wand. Before hearing Holland K. Smith from Dallas, we heard W.C. Clark from Austin, Texas, and from his disc, Heart of Gold, he played a tune called Cold Shot, which he co-authored. And, of course, it was some years prior to this recorded by Stevie Ray Vaughan. That was W.C. Clark on vocals and guitar with Derek O'Brien also on guitar. Derek took the first guitar solo. Also, Tommy Shannon on bass, Chris Layton on drums. Both Shannon and Layton, of course, figured very significantly in the band Double Trouble that Stevie Ray Vaughan led during the 1980s. Actually, he formed that one in the late 70s. We're going to listen to Stevie Ray now. There was probably no one in the 1980s that came on the blues scene that had such a powerful guitar style and just also powerful vocals. An amazing performer. And he always seemed to stick true to the blues, influenced by Jimi Hendrix, by Albert King and others. We're going to listen to Stevie Ray Vaughan. Allegedly, before he had ever been recorded, recording done at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Montreux, Switzerland back in July 17th, actually, of 1982. Supposedly, he had no recording out at the time, and no one had ever performed that festival who hadn't been recorded, so the story goes. And This did help his career out a bit. Jackson Browne and David Bowie were both in the audiences, and Jackson Browne later helped him with his first album recorded at a Jackson Browne Studios. Here's Stevie Ray Vaughan in Double Trouble with a cover of the old Larry Davis tune from 1958, Flood Down in Texas.
Drive, pull me inside. on the side. Yeah, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, now I'm going back home this way. Well, back home I know, floods are turning. Baby, the sun shines every day.
Montreux Jazz Festival, July 17th of 1982. Stevie Ray Vaughan performing there live. Again, not recorded up to that point in time. He had made that festival because the famous producer Jerry Wexler had seen Stevie Ray perform in Austin and got him the gig at Montreux, Switzerland. And then, as mentioned earlier, Jackson Browne and also David Bowie were in the audience at Montreux. And when Stevie Ray ended up getting a record contract due to the intervention of John Hammond Sr., who had gotten a tape of a concert that Stevie Ray had done at Steamboat Springs in Austin back in, what was it, April Fool's Day of 1981. Anyway, Hammond got him the recording contract, and Jackson Browne ended up having Stevie Ray cut the album Texas Flood in his L.A. studio. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We've got another great Texas blues artist, this time from 1970, the late, great Freddie King. Time 7.
how it is. You understand what it is to be a stranger in an unfriendly land. Here's my hand. Here's my hand. Won't you take it, darling? And I'll follow you. Let me walk. I wanna walk right by your side. I wanna feel your love.
Ruthie Foster recorded live at Antone's on October the 1st of 2012. This track from a disc called Home is Where the Music Is. It was a fundraiser for Lavelle White, who was having trouble finding a residence in Austin at the time. A lot of Austin musicians, mainly women, Marcia Ball put the event together, and more women than men involved in this one. Interesting disc, and again, the fundraiser for Lavelle White. Before we heard Ruthie Foster, we heard Freddie King. Freddie King from a 1970 release. Freddie doing a rendition of the old blues standard, Ain't Nobody's Business What We Do, or If I Do, or whoever does it. It's been recorded with sort of different words in the title, but a great, great old track. Freddie King, among others, cited Louis Jordan as a big influence on him. Louis Jordan, of course, played alto sax, and his sax lines were studied by people like, Little Walter. In fact, before Little Walter was himself famous as the great blues harp player that he was. He listened quite a bit to Louis Jordan's alto sax lines. Freddie King listened to a lot of Louis Jordan recordings and once said you could hear the echoes of Louis Jordan's sax lines and some of Freddie King's guitar phrases. We're going to turn now to Louis Jordan here on KRVS from 1947, Jordan on alto and vocals with Boogie Woogie Blue Plate.
Scenery. She can make a chocolate soda go. You ought to go around and dig it. When she's working at the spigot, you can hear her calling orders like this. Give me a ham white down and a burger wrap, cider slaw and a seven layer. OJ up, wreck two in a cup, and a boogie woogie blue plate. Give me a crippled beef on a load of hay. Combo rye and a bottle of ale. Coming through with a slab of moo and a boogie woogie blue plate. Draw one, draw two, get that coffee perking. Draw three, draw four, hold that mayo on the chopped egg working. Want a tuna wheat with a side of fries. 86 on the cherry pies. Cider greens on the franks and beans. And a boogie woogie blue plate. Side of fries, 86 on the cherry pies, side of greens on the franks and beans, and a boogie woogie blue plate.
Blues Box is made possible in part by a gift from La Fonda of Lafayette since 1957.
Hurry down, sunshine, see what tomorrow brings. See what tomorrow brings. May bring drops of sorrow, and it may bring drops of rain. I love my baby, but she don't love me. But my baby don't love me. When I get in trouble, she is the last one that I see. Going down on the border, back to the Lone Star State. To the Lone Star State.
from February of 1934. That was Leroy Carr on piano and vocals, Scrapper Blackwell on guitar, a number called Hurry Down Sunshine. They were the most influential blues duet of the late 20s on into the mid-30s. And as far as pianists were concerned, Leroy Carr really, really influenced a whole lot that would follow Ray Charles, Big Maceo Merriweather, and quite a number of others. Before we heard Hurry Down Sunshine by Leroy Carr, we heard Boogie Woogie Blue Plate by Louis Jordan. Louis Jordan and the Timpani Five from 1947. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Arthur Crudup, originally from Mississippi. Like a lot of blues men that later had some claim to fame, he ended up in Chicago. He's best remembered for his recording in the late 40s of That's All Right, Mama, a tune that would be a big hit for Elvis Presley. But here he is with a number he recorded in 1942 that Muddy Waters later covered. Arthur Crudup with Mean Old Frisco.
Well, that mean old Frisco and that low-down Santa Fe. Yes, that mean old Frisco, low-down Santa Fe. Done took my babe away, Lord, and blowed back out of me. Well, my mama, she not told me, and my papa told me too. Yes, my mama told me, papa told me too. Son, every woman grinning your face, Lord, she ain't no friend to you. Ever think of me, Lord, I wonder, do she ever think of me? Well, I wonder, will my babe come back to me? Will my standing, Lord, looking, watching that southern whistle blow? Yes, I'll stand and look and watch that southern whistle blow. Well, she didn't catch that southern, Lord, now where did the woman go? Lord, I ain't got no special rider here. Lord, I ain't got no special ride here. I'm a leave, cause I don't feel welcome here.
That funny little reefer man, trade your dimes for nickels and call watermelons pickles. You know I'm crazy about that reefer man. Yeah. Yeah. You ever met that funny little reefer man? You ever met that funny little reefer man? Gonna walk across the ocean every time he takes a notion. You know I'm crazy about about that reefer, man. Come on now. When he gets in a sudden mania and wants to sell you Pennsylvania, you know I'm talking about that reefer, man. That funny little reefer man. You ever met that silly little reefer man? Says he's gonna go to China, sell you South Carolina. You know I'm crazy about that reefer man. Your dimes for nickels and calls watermelon pickles. You know I'm crazy about that reefer man. Yeah, man. You ever met that funny little reefer man? You ever met that funny little reefer man? Every time he takes a notion walk across the ocean, you know I'm crazy about that reefer man. You know I'm crazy about that reefer man. Watermelons and pickles, and gives you the little dickles. I know you're crazy about that reefer. Yeah, gonna walk to Pennsylvania and break into a sudden mania. You know I'm crazy about that reefer.
Walk Across the Ocean, Catfish Keith from a disc called Twisted Babe. That one came out back in 1997. Before hearing Catfish Keith from 97, we heard Arthur Big Boy Crudup from 1942. Crudup doing Mean Old Frisco, again a tune that Muddy Waters covered. I think Muddy had a couple of versions of that particular tune. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to the late Mississippi blues artist R.L. Burnside from 1988. Here's R.L. doing a number most often associated with the music of John Lee Hooker. A number called When My First Wife Left Me, R.L. Burnside.
Well, when my first wife left me, God knows it put me out on the road. Well, when my first wife left me, God knows it put me out on the road. Ain't known ever since that day, now, baby, I've been drifting from door to door. Way no through and traveling, people. You know my clothes got very thin. We ain't no twin traveling people. You know my clothes got very thin. Yeah, and I was just sitting here one old man. Would my baby she take me back again? If my baby take me back again, God knows I won't leave my home no more. If my baby take me back again, God knows I won't leave my home no more. Well, I'd stay at home, my baby. God knows I would settle down.
Thank you. no time to ease my mind. A little of your time gonna ease my mind. A teeny weeny bit of your love. I don't want much. I just need a little bit. I don't want it all. No. I just need a little bit. A teeny weeny bit. A teeny weeny bit of your love. A teeny weeny bit. A teeny weeny bit of your love.
Recorded in Chicago back in 1982. That was Billy Branch on vocals and blues harp, Lurie Bell on guitar. And both of them are really fine Chicago blues artists. Lurie Bell has a much more recent release out. He has one he recorded this year. Billy Branch has signed on with Blind Pig Records. He hasn't had one out with national distribution in some time, but he has quite a talent, and hopefully he'll have a discount soon. Before hearing Billy Branch and Lurie Bell, we heard R.L. Burnside from 1988 doing a number called When My First Wife Quit Me.